Ukraine security issue.
162 days of resistance of the Ukrainian people to the Russian invaders. And a new bloody crime, Russian soldiers again hit a public transport stop. This time in Terezk, Donetsk region, 8 civilians were killed and 4 others were wounded, including 3 children. The church was also damaged and the local priest was injured, and the surrounding high-rise buildings were also destroyed. The Russians do not leave Kharkiv region alone either. They failed to occupy the regional center at one time, so now they are bombarding residential areas almost daily. Powerful explosions thundered in the Dnipropetrovsk and Mykolaiv regions. The occupiers fired missiles today into the Odessa region. In the south of Ukraine, where the Ukrainian defenders go on a counter-offensive, Russia has stepped up its aviation. The Russian soldiers failed to defeat the Ukrainian army in a battle on land, although they prevail in numbers and weapons. Now the Russians are trying to act more remotely, says the head of the Joint Coordination Press Center of the Defense Forces of Southern Ukraine, Natalia Guminyuk.
Ворог застосовує авіацію для того, щоб наносити удари, в тому числі і досягаючи наших позицій і далі.
The enemy uses aircraft to strike, reaching our positions and further to the rear, shelling those settlements that have already been liberated and cleared from enemy troops. They also use counter-battery combat, that is, using weapons that hit at long distances.
Про це говорить і знов нічний обстріл Миколаєва, коли це, звісно, тиловий район відносно лінії зіткнення, але він постійно під обстрілами, під обстрілами.
This is also evidenced by the night shelling of Mykolaiv. This is the rear, but constantly under fire from multiple launch rocket systems. Also that night, the city center was again attacked, several houses were destroyed. Fortunately, there are no casualties in the air raid alarms were turned on and people do not neglect these signals and take measures to save their lives.
Убереження свого життя.
It is restless at the border as well. The Russian command is deploying units to the Bryansk and Kursk regions that can take part in the diversionary maneuvers in the Sumy and Chernihiv directions. This was reported by the Strategic Communications Department of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. So trains with T-80 tanks arrive at the station, although soldiers and equipment are not enough to open a second front. But the Ukrainian military does not rule out intensifying armed provocations on the border in order to disperse the forces of the Ukrainian army and reduce the potential for an offensive on the southern front. In addition, the border with Belarus has long turned into another line of military political tension. It has been recorded more than once that Russian army launches missiles at Ukraine from Belarusian territory. The self-proclaimed leader of Belarus, Lukashenko, continues to confirm and amplify the Kremlin's narrative. According to the Ukrainian General Staff, Belarus is now checking the combat readiness of its special operations. However, the local troops themselves are not ready for an attack on Ukraine. But the Russian army can use the territory of Belarus for a second attack on Ukraine. The leader of the Razam Solidarity Movement, Belarusian political prisoner Vyacheslav Sivchuk, said on the air of the Suspilne. At the same time, in his opinion, the military of Belarus do not have the mood to execute Lukashenko's task and go against Ukraine supporting Russia.
Кремль спробує все-таки дотиснуть Білорусу, а там ситуація абсолютно страшна, там щодень ідуть вельми жахливі новини.
The Kremlin will still try to put the pressure on Lukashenko, and the situation there is quite terrible. That this is terrible news every day, but still the Belarusians were not made to eat, and therefore now there is no threat of an offensive by the Belarusian army from the north. The vast majority of Belarusians are categorically against the war, and just because the authorities and people in Belarus have long been separate, this affects it as well. Lukashenko's army is heterogeneous. There, along with the Punishers, the special operation forces that have already fired on the Belarusians themselves in the summer of 2020, the conscripts who oppose the Lukashenko again also serve. This is still holding back the Kremlin and Lukashenko himself. Russia's actions aimed at undermining the global security system may provoke the emergence of new hotspots in the Balkans, Taiwan and the Caucasus and other regions of the world. This was stated by President Zelensky. According to him, conflict situations have been occurring since Russia completely ignored international law and the interest of humanity as such. 2014 was a turning point. After the obvious situations with the Crimea, Donbass and the downed Malaysian, Boeing Russia avoided responsibility, and now many in global relations believe that he will succeed too, the president says.
Українці зараз роблять дуже важливу справу для усіх у світі. Наш народ об'єднав вільний світ, не просто навколо своєї боротьби за свободу.
Ukrainians are now doing a very important thing for everyone in the world. Our people united the free world not just around the struggle for freedom, but around understanding how fragile the freedom of every people in the world is. This fragility can only be protected by joint action around the world. And for this to work in the long term, there must be an effective global security architecture that ensures that no state can ever again resort to terror against other states. The Russian Federation is proving daily that it doesn't plan to abide by the rules of the warfare established by international law. In addition to bombarding residential areas and civilian infrastructure, Russian forces have taken aim at international security and resorted to nuclear terrorism. The invaders are turning nuclear power plants into military facilities. Now they occupy the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. From there, they constantly aim at the positions of the Ukrainian military and surrounding towns and villages, realizing that they will not receive an answer because the Ukrainian army cannot allow an accident at the station. The situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, captured by the Russians, is becoming more dangerous. All the principles of nuclear safety have been violated there, says the IAEA Director General. And he calls for the organization specialists to be allowed into the nuclear power plant to make sure that nuclear material is protected. However, the Kremlin traditionally ignores the calls of the international community. Meanwhile, specialists from the American Institute for the Study of War came to the conclusion that Russia is using the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to intimidate the world and weaken military support for Ukraine.